Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, and I have somebody who's super awesome on today, only because we've chatted before. Actually, he was on the show back in 2020, if you can imagine, and he's done so much since then. But first, I want to talk about Mystic Living today. I'm putting in all of the submissions right now because I'm having hand surgery tomorrow, so I should be okay. It's only like 5 minutes, but I'm trying to jam everything in, you know, so that I don't have to worry, because it's like, you know, I don't like to disappoint people, and I've always had everything up on the first, but this time I may not. Depends upon what he uncovers and how extensive, and he said 5 minutes, I'll have you typing the next day. Well, I'm going to hold him to that. Anyways, so if you still have things that you would like to have put in the magazine, just email me, starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. It can be poetry, an excerpt from a book, an article, and it doesn't have to be metaphysical. You know, I mentioned last week that I have a golf article in the magazine, and sometimes health stuff is in the magazine, all kinds of good things. So it's more like walks of life, more like what's going on. Yeah, it has a spirituality connotation, but it's still. If it's not good, I'll let you know. I'll send it back, but I haven't had anything like that. So that's that. So I'm just working. I'm not going to work too late, but I'm going to get as much. I have quite a bit of it done. I've started it yesterday, so it's just, you know, it's an honor to do. I'll have all these people in the magazine, and I'm so happy. But anyways, stars with a Z, psychics.com. Our tagline has changed. It used to be look into your future. Now it's your future awaits. And the reason for that is because I have a trademark going on the logo. Well, the words contain the logo. So she's doing a big, huge search right now, so I'm excited about it. But the real reason behind it is the cards that I had developed 2 years ago by this artist in Spain. They're beautiful colors. Just, they're soft. They're delicate. They're not harsh. When you think of tarot cards, you probably think of Rider-Waite. Okay, well, Rider-Waite has some cards in it, and bless them, they're just beautiful. But to me, some of them are a little harsh, like the tower falling or the death card. He's holding a lantern, and he's all in black. I mean, that's not uplifting. So I had to actually tell her what colors I wanted. It's beautiful colors, the purples, the turquoise. Anyways, they're going to be for sale. They're not at the printer yet. I'm just waiting for the final word from the trademark attorney, because once it's filed, it's mine. All of it is mine, but that's not the point. The point of it is I want everybody to see them. We're going to also have a class. Stars Amber will be teaching a class. I don't know if I'm going to do it on Zoom. Maybe I'll talk to Vinny about that. On Zoom, or there's so many platforms you can use, even Skype, but I don't really want to use Skype. I want to use something that's more private. She's going to teach a class, and we're going to have the PDF for sale. Lots of good things coming, and my desire, really, is to put up the new design, which is there. I have it. It's just, you know, it takes money to do it all and to do it right. So I'm just waiting, and you know me, I'm very patient. I don't know if you know that, but I probably have the patience of Job. So that's enough about me and the sites and all of that. I'm going to bring my guest in. He's a psychic therapist. He's written a new book called The Secret That's Holding You Back. I have read it. Actually, I read it in about a day outside on my porch. It's a wonderful book. It speaks to the heart, and it makes so much sense. When you pick the book up and you look at the cover, which covers are important to me, but start reading it. I mean, it's not all this these big words where, you know, some of the books are like, they have you running all over the place. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? No, it's like he's talking to you. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Vinny Jenna. I call him Vinny, but he's Vincent because he's Italian, and we Italians all stick together. Vinny, how are you?
I'm doing great, Natalie. How are you doing? I love that. We're Italian, and you call me, everybody can call me my cousin Vinny. My cousin Vinny.
Yeah, you know, I have a cousin. He's a cousin of, was a cousin of my husband, my late husband. And we were talking, and, you know, because he's an attorney, and he's looking into some things for me. But anyways, he said, I would do this for you. And I said, why? And he said, well, you're my cousin. I said, well, I'm really not your cousin. I'm a cousin through, you know, marriage. No, you're my cousin. And he said to me, when you marry into an Italian, well, I'm not married in your family, but he said, when you're married into an Italian family, you're a relative. So, Vinny, you're my relative anyways, because you were
on the
show.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, you were on the show back in 2020. Do you believe that? 2 years, almost?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe 2 years have gone by like that. And what we went through during those 2 years, holy moly.
Oh, I know. Horrible, right? Horrible. Yeah, I've been really fortunate.
Yeah.
But anyways, tell me, we're going to talk about your book, but tell me what you've been doing.
I've been writing a book.
Yeah?
It's been
no, between the last time I saw you, and I know you had something else out, and I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, but this book has taken off for you, isn't it?
It is, and really I'm serious. Over the past 2 years, I've been really trying to get together, you know, get my stuff together for this book. Originally, I had a different book, God, It's Not Working. That was the original book that I wrote, and by the time the publisher got to me and got me an editor and say, you know, and tore it apart, which is what editors are supposed to do, saying, no, this is your book. That's not your book. That's your memoir. This is your book. And I'm so grateful that she did that because she pulled everything out of me that I've been working on for the past 40 years, almost 40 years. And so this is a culmination. So I was using those past 2 years gathering my experiences and theirs and all the new ones that were going on with the coronavirus. So it really helped me formulate. I got so busy, not just on the book, but with people, because, you know, when there's a crisis going on like that, people need more help emotionally, spiritually,
yeah.
Physically. And so I was getting calls left and right. I was asked to do classes. Then everything turned virtual. So I was online doing interviews, television interviews all over the country, which was amazing. I even did a television show for the UK. I was a featured guest on one of their channels for a couple of shows. And so it was pretty amazing and kept me really going, but only to try to help keep people up because they were just cracking left and right all over the place, Natalie. You know,
yeah, you've been busy,
you
but I'm going to tell you all the sites, all the people that I know, our sites have not been that busy. It dropped. When that hit, it dropped. 2 years ago, I couldn't keep up with it. Now,
wow.
It's coming back. But you see, they have an affinity to you. When you go on a psychic site, okay, and there's lots of them, you know, and they're all slow,
right.
Majorly slow. And they're all wondering why. Well, look out your window. Look at the world, people. But you see, you have a name, you have a book, you've developed your following, and you're out there.
Yes.
People can see just you. They don't, I mean, if you were on my site, I'd be nonstop. But what I'm saying, I'm using you as an example. But
yes.
The thing of it
is that
somebody like you, and you have good notoriety, not in the bad sense, notorious. No.
No, good. I'm not infamous.
No, you're not infamous.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference. But I'm happy for you. And, you know, I get, my clients and everybody, my readers will say, what's going on? I said, hold tight. Hold tight.
Right.
That's what
right.
you do.
I feel very blessed that way. Plus, you've got to understand I'm more than a psychic and more than a medium. I went back to school and I got my psychotherapy degree. So I'm a counselor as well, which is the reason why I call myself the psychic therapist. And people were looking for stability. And yes, and I do have a notoriety out there. I've done a lot of television. And that's what I had the ability. That's what the channels were turning to me going, okay, what's going on? What's your advice? What can you help with? And thank goodness the information that I was giving them, what I was receiving, whether it be emotional, psychically, or even mediumship-wise, was pretty powerful. And so, it did keep me very busy. But that's because... it was more of a specific, like you said, they were drawn to me for that specificness, and rather than just they were locked down, they felt tight. And then people had to get back used to, you know, going online again. Even with that, they weren't doing anything because they froze. It's like a deer in headlights, you know.
And now look at the prices, gas, and all that. I'm by myself, but I don't have a car. But I see the change, and you know, I just tell all of them, you know, we don't put food on their table. Let's face it, that's not what we do.
Right.
They're going to come to you if they have a question or something like that. But don't expect it to be like it was 2 years ago. Not yet. I see it still slow for quite a while. But you have to hang tight. You can't give up. I don't ever give up, ever. You know, they said,
got me
on Skype, and they said, well, how do you do this? I said, well, you know, I've been saving the money in a little nest egg that Stars has made. I don't touch it for anything unless I have to, unless it's for site bills and stuff like that, and I pay the staff. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not frivolous.
Right.
I'm like a shrew with it. But I'm very careful, and you see, so that's why I'm not upset at all. If I was down to the last 50, then Stars wouldn't exist, because there's no way, you know, there's no way to recoup. You have to make money every single day when you have a site. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And I'm fortunate because I have a good business sense, and I'm not frivolous.
Right.
I don't, and that's what it takes, Vinny.
Right. Well, that's what you were doing. You were able to maintain, even though there may not have been, it got slow, what you were able to do is maintain. I also call it when you put in and make deposits to your spiritual bank account. And that is what people need to understand. Listen to me. Everybody needs to listen real hard right now, okay? You think that... during the time that there's no crisis going on and everything is just hunky-dory, you can go about your daily living and be involved with work and your family and whatever. And maybe once a week, if you have some kind of spiritual belief, maybe you go to church, maybe you go to a spiritual center, you know, maybe you meditate once in a day, or maybe not even, maybe 1 month comes along and you go, oh, I'm going to sit down and be quiet and stuff like that. And you think that that's all okay. And then all of a sudden the crisis comes along, and that's when you do all your praying and you start listening and you want to know what's going on, right? And I'm telling you right now, that is wrong. You're doing it wrong, 100%
wrong. Because you didn't make any deposits.
No, you got to make a spiritual bank account. And that's what I have been doing for the past 40 years. So just like you have a financial bank account, so when the finances go low, you still have that little money, like you said, that you can depend on from Stars, that you pay them and pay your staff. Okay, well, you need a spiritual bank account. And the way you gain that spiritual bank account is on a daily basis when you're doing well, when everything is okay, when there's no crises going on.
Yeah.
So you pay attention and you do some spiritual work. And when I talk about spiritual work, I'm not talking about going to church. I'm not even talking about sitting down and praying to God. I'm talking about understanding who you are as greater being than just physical, that you're more than, you're metaphysical. We are spiritual beings having a physical reality. What does that mean? We're energies having a physical reality. You do something that's positive, that adds to the positive pool of energy. You do something for somebody. You make somebody feel good about themselves. You do sit and meditate more. You read a spiritual or a self-help book or an inspirational book. Watch a movie. Have a deep discussion with somebody. Participate in an online, whether it be free or paid, workshop. Those are how you may constantly want to grow on a daily basis, and you are making deposits. So now a crisis comes along, and it doesn't hit you so hard. Yes. Life is going to happen here physically because we're in a physical world. So you're driving a car, you're going to get a flat tire eventually. But you don't have to end up in a six-car pileup. You don't have to be destitute. You don't have to be sickly. You don't even have to get so deadly ill that you're at death's door, no matter what it is. When you make a spiritual bank account, you can make withdrawals all the time to it, and it's what keeps you going. I had a heart attack in 2017. I'm almost sure I shared this on your last show. I had a 99% blockage off my Widowmaker. I should have been dead. I was walking around with it for 3 weeks. I hardly had any symptoms, a slight pain. I finally went to the doctor. I know I was stupid in taking that long, but I was actually, I did preparation beforehand. I just wanted to make sure that this is what I thought it was. And so when I went and they did a catheterization, he gave me a stent and turns around and says to me, you're a miracle. First of all, you should be dead. Second of all, when you walk around with that much of a blockage in your heart, you had absolutely no damage. It was as if you never even had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart is pumping out more blood than most people. If you're the strength of almost an athlete, and I'm not athletic at all, I don't even do the exercise.
My heart was
strong.
Yeah.
Yes, I made aside deposits in the spiritual bank account and all the loving I did.
Yeah, oh,
and
yes.
It strengthened
my
heart.
You know, my stories, and you talked about somebody the last 2 years, that was me. I'm always doing for people, always. I extend myself. You have to extend yourself. I talked about that last week, Benny. It's like, you know, somebody needs help. Hi, have a nice day. How are you? Can I help you with something if you're in a store? But, you know, it's really strange. People don't, they just think that that's nothing. It's something.
Right.
And
of course
I say there's
something. It could act, yes.
Pluses
they have
and minuses.
No idea how much. Yes.
Right.
And you just like, you say hello to somebody in a store. Do you know that that person can be talking to another person because you said something nice? They could say something nice to the next person who says something nice to the next person who says something nice to the person who's about ready to pick up a gun and walk into a school and shoot a whole bunch of kids.
That's right.
And turns around and puts the gun down because it started with you. People have no idea of the connection that we have with everybody. 6 degrees of separation is with everybody. We are that close with everybody. And if we only just take the time. And it's so funny that you bring that up, too, because people have been asking me, so what do I do that I can help? You know, all this craziness is going on, and they're bombing over in the Ukraine, and those people are dying there. I don't know what to do. How do I support them? How do I support the parents of those poor kids that were killed in Texas? And I'm like, this is what you need to do. Everybody has the ability to help. So I want you to do more than just a kind act. Kind acts are fabulous, but I want you to go one step further, and here's how you do that. So if you want to buy a cup of coffee for the guy that's standing behind you in line at Starbucks, stop, take a moment, turn around, and tell the person behind you, hey, I'm going to pick up your cup of coffee because you mean something. You have value, and I care. Make that person feel good about him or herself, not by just doing a good act so that they go, oh, that's so nice, thank you, but that they turn around and they go, oh, my gosh, thank you for saying that. I've not heard that in a very long time, because you're raising their energy. When you raise their energy, you believe it or not, again, you're raising other people's energies as well. And so that's what we need to do. We need to raise the energy of
people. Yeah, raise
people
your vibration. You can raise everybody's vibration.
Yes, it's very, very low. Very, very low. And so we need to get it high. We need to get it really high. So help each other, and you can make a big difference, you know. So, you know, go like, you know, Natalie is doing, and just, you know, even if they think you're nuts in the store, they think you're nuts because you're so nice and they haven't seen it before. That's the reason why they think you're nuts, is because it's unusual for people to take the time and say,
and
how are you doing?
And it's the little
things,
too. You know, it doesn't have to be something big.
No, the little things are what matter, but that's what I'm saying. Take the time. Turn around. When you're helping somebody with that shopping cart, here, let me get that for you because I care.
I've said this before, too, Vinny, is that what I, you know, sometimes I don't go in the store now. I get Instacart all the time. My son is, like, paranoid. He doesn't want anything to happen to his mother. But anyways, when I was going in, I mean, I little old people, but, you know, Vinny, they could have been younger than me. I have no idea because I don't look my age, and there's another thing. But I'd go up, and I'd say, let me be, you're looking for something? I'll be glad to help you. What do you need? She says, oh, you work here? I said, no. And her eyes got really big.
Funny,
she
says,
well, I'm,
right?
I'm really looking for this, whatever. And I found it. And she said, oh, my gosh. And she turned to her husband, and she said, we just met an angel.
Wow, isn't that nice?
That was
the
nicest compliment I could have got. That's nice words, kind
absolutely.
Words.
Of course, of course. Yes, it makes a difference. It really does make a difference. That's how we can help heal the world. That's what my book is all about, is the secret that's holding you back. That's what I've been doing, and it really helps to strengthen your core and make everything else that you attempt come to fruition and work. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and you got to have, you know, I always end my show the same way. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. You know, you have to believe. You have to. That's a super word, believe. You have to believe. You know
you're doing good. Yes.
I don't care how small it is. Help a kid across the street. Whatever. And you feel good inside.
Well,
I know you feel good when you help people. I know I do.
Oh, it makes a big difference. I feel this is what I tell people now is I want to do the best to make you not feel good, but to feel God. And that's
what
they
do.
And people make me feel God. They make me feel that godness inside of me that we're attached to. And that really matters. Yes. The work is really important and vital, but it's the best work that you can do. It's the whole reason why we're here.
Well, it
so
is.
So that we can experience ourselves.
And
yes,
you don't have to have some
ourselves.
Kind of a spiritual thing happen to you like you probably have and I've had. I mean, I don't know.
No.
It doesn't come from your parents. It comes from within you. I mean, my mother was Catholic, you know, well, yeah, she was, but she didn't, we went to church, mass every day. I mean, she was the Italian, you know, and wear the little hat and all that stuff. But anyways, I didn't obtain what I have now from her or my dad. My dad, I obtained the kindness and the love and care.
Mm-hmm.
But to say, oh, I was taught this, you're not taught it. You're not.
Right.
You just try being nice to everybody. One day, even if you're nasty, I don't, you know, I mean, I know things happen. I know they happen. They've happened to all of us. It happened to you, happens to me. We're not exempt from all of that, but I don't know. Kindness is just top drawer for me. It's what I do. It's why I've done all of this. All my sites I've done, it's not to make the money because I'm not. I don't get a salary at all. I never have. But it's to, just like the cards that I want to put out, I want to bring them to the world. I want everybody to be able to have something that means something that, gee, Natalie was behind all that. Oh, I was. So, you know, it's just like you with your books. You know what I'm saying?
Right, of course. Yeah. And all of that comes from the inside when you work on the inside and you start recognizing that you are somebody special and magnificent and divine, and then all of a sudden you start doing the things for the outer world. It really is about your inner world more than anything else. And you said belief is very powerful, and it is actually the two strongest powers on the face of the earth and in the universe are love and belief. But believe it or not, belief is even a stronger power than love. Because in order for love to work, you have to believe in it. You have to believe in love. So your belief is what matters. Your belief in yourself is where it starts. Your belief of something greater inside of you, your belief in another person, all of that empowers things. It gives you the tools, the abilities to really make things happen. The law of attraction that we're tapped into only works with belief. But I'm talking about true deep down belief. And that again is what my book has been helping people with, because most people don't believe what they think they believe, which is why they don't walk their talk, or they talk through the side of their mouth, on the other side of their face, whatever the phrases are and the sayings that people find that, it's because people aren't really believing what they think they believe. Their true deep down beliefs are being protected from them. The beliefs of I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not deserving, I'm not smart enough, all of that was acquired from negative messages from the environment as we were growing up, and we harbored those. And in my book, I talk about where we harbor them. I talk about different divisions of the brain. And because we harbor them and they cause us pain, once we become adults and our brains develop, we have a defense mechanism system that is created. It's one of the highest functions of the human brain is to protect us. And the reason why it does that is to complete the highest function, which is to keep us alive. So it will protect us as we get older by hiding those deep down maladaptive feelings we have about ourselves. But why it's important to work on is the law of attraction, the power that we're connected to, is not connected to our conscious mind. It's connected to our unconscious mind. And in your unconscious mind is the little you, is the one with all those maladaptive beliefs. So when you say, I'm lovable, I can't wait until I have a partner and have a family, or I am going to get the job of my life because I deserve that, and then all of a sudden none of that happens, or you get into a relationship and it falls apart, something happens to it, it becomes sabotaged, you're financially destitute, whatever the case may be, it's because those deep down beliefs are saying, no, you're not lovable, you're not good enough, you think you are, but that's in your adult mind, but down where the power is, you're not believing. You're not believing what you need to believe, and that's what my book is about, is how to get to those beliefs, how to change those beliefs, because that's what's ruling your life, and most people don't understand that, Natalie. They're walking around blind to what's getting in their way. They're stopping themselves. I have programs and lectures on stop stopping yourself and become unstoppable. And so that is the major problem in the world today, and what's going on with everybody. They're hiding their beliefs.
And, you know,
that
everybody is moaning and groaning, and, you know, I don't know. I mean,
that's because, those are the defense mechanisms.
And, you know, you deal with these people. You deal with a lot of people. I deal with people online, not face-to-face. And, I mean, I'll see my son, my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, and I have a very dear friend. But, like, say, for example, some people just don't think like I do. My son is pretty close. My granddaughter, yes. My daughter-in-law, you know, she believes what she doesn't really. And so, I mean, I love people for the way they are. I don't care how they're dressed. I don't care what they look like. I don't care. But it's always been that way for me, even as a little girl. And I'm grateful. Whatever happened to me when I was real young, I'm really grateful for all of it, because it brought me to where I am today. And that's the truth.
Well, that's really good, you see, and you've done the work to be able to take care of that and keep it from getting in the way. So that matters.
Yeah, you know what bothers me the most about, like, for my site is I have all these people, the readers, very talented in their own, you know, they have their own gifts, and they're not busy, and it bothers me, because I sit here and I think, well, you know, I've got to be careful. I can't spend everything in the store, so to speak, so I have to kind of, like, gauge things, and I just have this belief system that it's going to turn around for stars. I do. I mean, not that it's bad. I mean, I'm not in debt. It's just, you know what I'm saying? You want everybody to be busy. You want everybody to be busy. But the theory is, Vinny, is that they don't want to put forth the effort to be on, but little do they know, if you're not on, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if Natalie is not on, Natalie can't go and complain and say, well, I'm not making any money over there. Why should I go on? Well, you're not going to either. Hello.
Right.
So, it's a tough, but that's a tough world. It really is so competitive and so, some of these places, they make me cringe, but oh well. It's not me, trust me. But,
I get it.
You get it. I mean, it's, and I'm an empath. And so, when it started in Ukraine, I watched TV all the time. Now I don't watch it. I can't stand to watch it because I can't do anything. And I talk to God every day. I really do. Sometimes it's not always really, sometimes it's like a dissertation.
No, I know. I know. It does. It matters. And
yes, look.
What's going
on here? Let's fix this. Tell me what to do, and I'll do it. I can do anything. But, the doors have to open for you. And they open for you. It's the same thing. We are doing what we are supposed to be doing. That's how I feel.
Right, because we made that happen. And people have to understand that they manifest their lives, they can create their lives, they can create everything and anything that they want. That just the problem is that we've forgotten who we are. We're detached from our higher source, that power that it gives us every ability that we have, and it's gotten us lost. And people are lost. And what you're seeing and they're complaining and all the defense mechanisms, it's because they're just lost. They've forgotten who they are. And there's a lot of spiritual and metaphysical anarchy that's going on in the world right now. So anything can happen with people, which is why it's even more important for me to get my work out there and why I feel more motivated to work is because this is where they need the most help.
That's so true. It really is true because – I having my show every week, I feel is doing good. I'm bringing out beautiful people like yourself every week. I used to do them twice a week, but that got to be my magazine is busy and I have all this other stuff going on, so I cut back to once. But I just like to bring out. I like people to see that you're real. You're not just this name on a book. You're real. Yeah, and sometimes it's, they can relate to you. And, this is recorded so they can hear it at any time. And you'd be surprised at the people that listen after. A lot of people.
Oh, it is important. Yep.
But that's my work. That's what I do. I have to do it that way because, I'm not like you. I haven't written a book. I tell everybody I have a fairy tale. I started a fairy tale with my granddaughter. But, I don't know that I will ever finish it. I don't know. It'll come when it comes to me. When I get the nudge, Natalie, get yourself in gear here and do this. Finish this. Then I will do it. But right now I have other things that I want to get out and do. And, we're only one person, Vinny, We can't be everywhere and do it all. Well, we're going to try. I'm going to try.
You do what you can do, right? You do what you can do. What are the type of people that you wind up dealing with and working with? What are some of the experiences that you've been having lately with people?
I've noticed, it's not so much right now, but I noticed that a lot of people are very judgmental. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, Republican, Democrats, whatever. But I have a friend who's very much a Republican, and she's always picking apart something on the other side of the fence, which I am for. And I just listen to her. I mean, I'm not going to ruin our friendship over it. It's not worth it. You don't talk politics or religion with people unless you want to get into a duel. And I she's really not thinking right. She's blaming something on someone that was not that someone's fault.
Right.
She doesn't really understand it. And let's see. Well, I deal with my son a lot, and people online, you know, sometimes people are know-it-alls, Vinny. They think they know everything, and they don't. You know, they just don't take time to understand what's really going on, and they're quick to judge. That's basically what I run into. All of my authors now, and they're all over the world, I've noticed for this issue, it's a lot about death. I'm getting books on death, I don't want to say death, like death of something, death of my job. It could be a death of a lot of things, Vinny. It doesn't necessarily have to mean your life. But I noticed, and I thought about that today, a lot of the stuff that I'm getting, the excerpts and anything that they send me, is got a lot to do with what's beyond. It's strange, and I notice this a lot. Every once in a while I'll get an influx of certain types of books. Sometimes, you know, sometimes they're all the same, but I notice I've gotten probably, there's three or four right now that I put in. I have their submissions and the excerpts and whatnots, and you know, I read everything because that's how I absorb it all. Even, I'll tell you, I have a poet that writes for the magazine. He's in Japan. I have one in China, one in Japan, and one in India, but the Japanese one, we've kind of become friends via email, you know. They're just so sweet, and he is anyways. He wrote a poem about his mother and he lost his father, and how his mother cries because, listen to this. I mean, I cried reading this. I told him, I said, this was just went right to my heart. Her husband used to take off all of the bedding every day, and it was sunny. He put it outside so the sunlight could hit it. And it would upset her because sometimes it would start to rain, you know. He would do that every day, he said. And I just got a message from him. She misses that. She misses that because it was something very special. I don't know anybody that would have done that for me. But you know what I'm saying? So I wrote to him, and I told him. I said, you know, I feel her loss just a little bit differently. And so he wrote me again, and he said, I'm going to tell my mother about you, that this made you cry. I said, but it's a good cry, not a bad cry, like upset, tantrum. No, it's coming from in the heart, I told him.
Right.
And his name is Xiaoming. And I said, you know, this just resonated with me. I mean, I really started to cry. I'm here all by myself. I'm reading this poem.
Mm.
So you see, there's a lot going on in all parts of the world.
Yeah.
All parts of the world. Even China. The Chinese, this man that writes, and he has a translator. In the beginning was tough. I'm going to tell you that. It was tough with him because he wanted things a certain way. And then I started to realize, well, okay, you send it the way you want me to put it in. I told him that. So he would always write it underneath each poem, the Chinese version. And I'd sit here and laugh. Finally, I wrote him back, and I said, well, you know, I can't read that Chinese. And he said,
no, that's funny.
Oh, it was so funny. Now I'm just friends with all of them because we understand each other. But he would really criticize me because, you know, they are very much a perfectionist. They are stiffer than the Japanese as far as these two that I deal with. But now, oh, my dear friend, this is beautiful. You're beautiful. Now all of a sudden I'm his, you know. But he would put Chinese in there. I said, you don't have to do that, really.
That's funny.
Well, yeah, and he wrote my name in Chinese, and so did the Japanese. He wrote my, you know, in Japanese. I had it done in Japanese, too, so I have them both. But you see?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You see, and
there
they're both from different countries.
Yeah.
So I made Xiaoming feel so good today that he is going to go home and tell his mother about me.
Oh, wow.
Now, that should make his mother feel really proud because I'm in the USA. And,
right.
You know, it just went right to my heart. I just thought, wow, he's going to do that? I'm going to do that, he said. He calls me his dear friend and you're beloved. He said, do you know how many people love you? And I said, well, I don't know. I never thought about it. But it's true. It's just like doing something nice and expressing yourself, right? That's good therapy
right.
for everybody.
Right, of course. Yeah, it is good therapy.
So tell me,
having to do that work in there.
What's a psychic therapist? Explain to people. And then I really want to talk about your book before we have to go.
Yeah, well, a psychic therapist, like I had said, I do psychic work. I mean, that came to me back when I was 28 years old. And then, of course, the mediumship developed with that. But because I go in there, Natalie, and I'm in the human psyche deeper than they've ever gotten in themselves, I see everything. I really wanted to take a great responsibility in dealing with that. I'm inside their minds. I'm touching the deepest part of them, the most sensitive part. I go into their darkest part. And I wanted to make sure that I was skilled enough to be able to handle what I saw and what they saw and what they were dealing with while I was in there with them. And so I went back to school. I never really wanted to be a psychic. I thought those were a whole bunch of loonies from California. So I was like, oh, no, because I was hidden from all of that stuff. I grew up in a small town on Long Island in New York. And so once that happened to me, I wanted more. So I went back to school. I got my BA in psychology and my master's in clinical social work. So I became a psychotherapist for a while to gain the experience, and then I became a hospice social worker, and I dealt with over 500 patients, helping them through the dying process while I supported their family members and loved ones. And so that really helped me gain a lot of wisdom and knowledge about the human mind. And so now I gave up the license as a psychotherapist so that I can really dive in as a psychic. And I feel that I'm different than most psychics. I do not have any kind of a psychotherapy degree at all. And so I wanted to make sure that people understood I knew what I was doing when I go in there. And I go deep. Most of my work is deep with them. It's not just a matter of telling them what's coming up. It's not just a matter of them, you know, talking about their loved lives. But I go deeper if we're going to talk about those. I go into why you haven't attracted the right lover. More
mm-hmm.
of those kind
mm-hmm.
of things. The issues that you have to get over. What is your soul trying to tell you that you're not hearing? So really deep, 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 how to get rid of the darkest, deepest part of who you are, not, you know, being able to face it. I empower them and I give them the strength. And truly, that is the whole reason, because that whole experience, 40 years of working in the metaphysical world and the spiritual world and the psychology world is what helped me formulate this book. All my experiences, all my research, all my studies, working with thousands of people over the years. And I was able to really observe and watch and see what most people's problems are, and that's what this book is about. It's I call it the secret that's holding you back, because it's hidden from most people. They don't know that they're holding themselves back. They don't know that at times they're sabotaging themselves. Like I said earlier, they're stopping themselves. They don't know it. Because their defense mechanisms get them through their lives. When I was a psychotherapist and when I went to school, we learned coping skills to share with clients that came in if they were experiencing depression or anxiety or panic disorder or any type of issue whatsoever or mental pathology. We would help them bring out and develop their coping skills. And that's how people would get through life. So if a situation came up that was a little traumatic or dramatic for them, they had the coping skills to be able to get through it, how to get through some of their depressive thoughts and feelings, how to calm themselves down when they're feeling anxiety, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. However, we're spiritual beings. We're more than that. We're more than these physical beings. And like I said, we're connected to a power. So when you take some of those hidden beliefs and feelings about yourself and you plug them in the wall, they're going to cause a whole bunch of negative things to go on in your life. You're going to be manifesting mostly what you don't want rather than what you do want.
Right.
So
exactly.
This book goes right into all of that. There are so many fabulous books out there today, right on the health field. You want to take care of your health. You want to, whether it be exercising, whether it be taking care of your organs, your heart, your lungs. There are plenty of books out there that focus on that. We like to compartmentalize. Then if you want to take care of your emotional mental health or become inspired or motivated to do things, there's plenty of books. I'm Okay, You're Okay. Seven Highly Successful, I'm forgetting all of these titles because there's so many of them in my head. Highly successful people and some of the things that they've done. So all these self-help books are out there. Now there are a ton of new thought books out there and spiritual books out there or religious books on there on how to take care of your spiritual life. But here's the problem. That's like going to the gym. You go to the gym, and we like to work out on body parts. We compartmentalize everything. So we'll do upper chest exercises, especially guys like to do this, right? You'll do arm exercises. You do leg exercises. But the most successful bodybuilders and athletes and those that are in great health, they do the most important work all the time before they do the individual work, and it's core work. They strengthen their core. Because even if you strengthen your upper body, your lower body, your arms, whatever, if you don't put that all together with a strong core, all those body parts are going to fail on you anyway.
They're not going to work together either.
They are not. My book is the core work that pulls everything that you're working on. So if you're working on trying to get a better career, if you're working on trying to improve your relationships, if you're trying to improve your financial status, if you're trying to improve your health, my book gets you through all of it because you can work on it individually and it can still fail. And that's the reason why people are not creating the life of their dreams. They're not accomplishing their goals. They're not fulfilling anything that they would like to fulfill, or they don't even know what they want to fulfill because their core is damaged, is blocked, is scarred, is hurt, and it's hidden, and it's suppressed. And my book, The Secret That's Holding You Back, brings it all to the surface and helps you to deal with all of that, Natalie. That's what this book is about, mostly, and why I spent so much time to put it together like this, and why it's different than any other book. My book makes all the other books work. That's what I love about it. And people who have used it.
I know.
It is the core.
I read it. Yours is the core. And, you know, my husband passed away 10 years ago, and my son always says, well, you know, you're all alone. You should get out and meet people. And I said, no. Why? He said, well, Mom, you know, if you would like to have a relationship, I said, who said I wanted one? Because, I'll tell you, I feel if God intervenes and someone gets thrown in my path that I should look at, maybe, okay. But now I'm not going to go seeking. That's not what I am. I don't do that. And I'm so happy with myself, and that's probably not a good approach. But sometimes I think, you know, I have a cat. He does tell me what to do. I shouldn't say that. I mean, nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me where I can go. You know what I'm saying? You're always beholding to somebody when you have somebody in your life in some form, shape, or form. And so I have an open door. You know, it's okay. I mean, but I'm not out there looking and seeking. And I always tell my son, if I could find a man like you, his name is Louis, of course, I'd have it made. He said, why? I said, because I look at you and you have values and you work hard and you love so easily. He said, yeah, but Mom, you're biased. I'm your son. I said, no, you are. I mean, he is. Yeah, you know, he's my son, of course. But you know what I'm saying, Vinny? So I don't sit and moan about it. I don't worry about it because I'm doing things that I love to do. And it's good. It's good for me. So long as I'm not upset because there isn't somebody in my life, and sometimes there isn't supposed to be somebody in your life. You did this, you did that before, it's all good. You know, I can't have children, so, but that's not the point. Point of it is that, and I'm telling you this, he'd have to be a very special man. He really would. You know, my son said to me, Mom, he'd have to treat you like a princess. I said, not necessarily with money, but I know what it's like to not be treated good. And now I know what I want to be treated good. And I just don't want all that aggravation. So if God is listening and he's thinking, here she is, she's thinking about this. And no, God knows. I'm not worried about it. I don't cry to sleep about it or anything. The only thing that bothers me sometimes is your memories. You think about times that were so wonderful, and then they change, you know. And it's I try to look way back. Vinny, I try to look like when I first got married and I had my son. Those are really good memories for me. That's what I hold on to. I don't hold on to 11, 12 years ago at all. I can't. It would destroy me. It would make me not a good person. I wouldn't be a good person because I would be bitter. You know, look at all that time that I wasted, you know. But I'm a good person. I'm not worried about it. I'm, you know, like I said, God wants me to have somebody. He'll throw them in my path. Not
really?
Literally, but you know what I'm saying. I didn't, you know.
Really? Do you think God is going to do that for people who don't have people? It's because God hasn't thrown them in their path?
Well, that's my need. It has to be more than, you know,
I
like
understand
somebody.
That. So here's what I hear you saying, Natalie, which I think is funny. You have made the perfect excuse never to find another man.
Probably.
Because if you're waiting, yes, because you're going to turn around and say, hey, God, because God doesn't do anything. God does not intervene in anything in our lives because it already gave us everything. And so when
we turn around
and say, God, do this for me, we're actually saying,
that,
I know it's
though.
Not going to happen.
No, I don't ask for
you're,
that.
Yeah,
throw him
in my path. Oh, you're meant to be with somebody. You know it. You're just afraid because you don't want to experience the same hurt and pain that you experienced in the past, but that doesn't mean you're going to. It means now is the time maybe to be open for even more, but you got to open your heart even more so and say, bring it on, universe. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because I know you're going to bring me the right person because I'm the right person. And that's the greatest belief that people read my book. Go to the relationship part again, Natalie. Go to the relationship part because you're ready. And I understand what your son is saying. And here's the thing. And your son is saying that to you. Know why? Because he doesn't want you to be alone. And you think it's okay to be alone. And we know that. But we wouldn't have put us on the face
of
the earth together with 8 billion
people. Well, it does bother
me,
though, Vinny. Like, there are things, like, in my house that I have to ask him to help me. And I don't really do that. I try to do them myself.
I know, it's hard.
And there's women out there listening who'll be nodding their head, oh, yes, you know. So, but the men today they're just different than when I was a really young woman. I don't have time
really?
For games. Yeah.
To me, they were always messed up. They were always messed up.
You mean you're all screwed up?
Yes. They were men.
Oh, gosh.
That's what makes them. They were men. All you men out there that are listening to me, all right? We all had issues. It's not a matter of who they are. It's more of a matter of who we are because we're the ones that tend to attract. We do. We're magnets. And
the
reason why I want these, you know, one of the most important things about relationships I do want people to understand, and maybe even you'll pick up something on this. They're unnatural. They were never meant to be. Okay? They were never meant to be because we were not created as male and female. We were created by spirit, by God, as a spirit with no gender, with no sex, we were androgynous beings. That was our original form. And that was our original form when we first came down here. And they call it Lemuria. That's what people have been inspired to write about. The first civilization here was called Lemuria, and it didn't involve us as male and female beings. We were just androgynous spiritual beings here, more in energy form than even in physical form. And what began to happen is as we spent so much time on the earth, we got so sucked into the physicality of the world that we forgot who we were as spiritual beings, and we started to go down a slippery slope. The story of that is in Atlantis. The next level of our evolvement was Atlantis, and we began to understand our power, and we started harnessing that power. But as children, like children let loose in Toys R Us without any adult supervision, we started taking advantage of our power, and we started hurting each other, or at least trying to, and we destroyed everything. Well, when we got back to the other side at that point, we said, hey, listen, and the God force was there guiding us and saying, hey, you can't do it that way. You're going to have to find another way to be on that planet because you're just making too many mistakes.
Yeah.
And so we said, how can we do this? Because we were going down a slippery slope and nothing was there to help us pull back. Because our two greatest gifts, what are our two greatest gifts that we were given upon creation? Well, intuition, of course, because that's what connects us to the higher source. And then this intellect thing, because that at least allows us to label the intuition and understand things better. So those are our two greatest gifts. Well, what happens? What would we do? What would it be like if we separated and protected those two great gifts by putting them in two separate beings? What would that look like? Well, one being would harbor the intuition, but you need to put intellect in there as well. So we'll put intellect in there as well, but mostly intuition. And then the other one would harbor intellect, but you got to put intuition in there as well, but mostly intellect. So you let this being run mostly on intellect. You let this being run mostly on intuition, and let's see if we can learn and do better. And that way, if one of us is making a mistake, the other can pull us back. What do you say? What do we do? All right. That sounds like a really good idea. And that's how we created male and female. A matter of fact, the story of the Bible with Adam and Eve, Adam was actually the first son of man, not the first son of God, and it's only a metaphor story to try to distinguish that separation. It's not even a real story. And so here we are as two separate beings, and we weren't meant to do that, and in actuality, it was the dumbest thing we did. Because we will never, it is, because Natalie, we will never be able to get men and women to come together to truly understand each other or be balanced because we took a part of ourselves and we separated it from ourselves. And our goal is to come together. This is why we keep trying the couple thing, but it's not working. It keeps breaking down because all of a sudden now men just got stuck in their left brain thinking and women can get stuck in their right brain emotional side, and then none can come together because they don't understand each other. That's the reason why there are so many issues and problems, okay, in the world with relationships today. But it doesn't mean that we can't make it work. My wife and I have been together. It's 49 years now, and we've been married 44 years, July 9th. It'll be 44-year anniversary. We absolutely adore each other. We have issues at times, but what we did is we understood, especially once I had my spiritual awakening, which is all in this book, is we understood that we had stories in our past with hurts, and we wanted to grow away and grow and use those hurts and heal those hurts. So we did individual work, but we did it together as a team in a partnership. So we would read books together and we would discuss them. We would watch inspirational movies together, discuss them. We'd go to a spiritual center, a workshop together. We'd discuss it. It doesn't matter what we did. We always sat down to discuss how it could make us grow, how it could make us change. We helped each other. with it. We pointed out things with each other that we didn't see for ourselves, and all we kept doing is growing. So as we grew individually, we automatically grew as a couple. You do not have to go on a couples retreat or do these marriage encounters or stuff like that. You do have
right.
to do individual work, but do it together as a team. So
yeah.
love is very natural for us, but couple is unnatural. But we came down here, and we incarnated down here for a reason, to try to make couples work. And so we keep coming back, and as we were once told, live in the world, not of the world. That means when you come down on the earth and whatever game they're playing at that time, your soul is deciding you want to play that game. Now,
yes.
don't decide you want to play chess while everybody is playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to play like
yeah,
everyone else.
You're going to be alone.
Yeah,
now.
You don't have to. That's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to step all over each other to try to win like everyone else is doing. The whole idea is just play the game because you want to experience it. So part
mm-hmm.
of the game here in the world today is marriage, monogamy, and couples. And that's why if our soul is here today, because back in the past it was one thing, sometime in the future it'll be something else. But right now there is about that. And that's why people are still trying to make couple work, even though they may not be, or there's a lot that are working, obviously. But yes, it is part of our soul's desire. Our mind can be choosing other things, but I know what the soul wants, and it definitely wants to be able to experience all there is in this life. And unconditional love and partnership definitely is part of it. So you never know what's left in your life there, Natalie, and I'm giving you a little psychic reading there. I know. And I know, oh, my God, the time went by, and I keep talking. Oh,
no,
I'm so
but it
sorry.
Always does when we talk. That's why I knew it would be easy. You know, some shows are not, all my shows have been easy. I mean, sometimes I'll think, oh, God, what are we going to talk about? And it's always so wonderful. And it's wonderful talking to you, always.
Oh,
and I want everybody
you,
to go
honey.
To your
same
site.
Here.
You have so much to offer there. That
yes,
is
please do.
Vincent, VincentGenna.com. Go there. He's got
That's
all
right.
kinds
That's
of things.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
And go into your local bookstore. Ask for the
oh,
ticket
yes.
that's holding you back. Go online at Amazon. And if you do get it on Amazon, you could give me the greatest gift by going back and leave me a 5-star review. I can't tell you how important that is. People think that it's meaningless, but all the other bookstores around actually use Amazon now as a ranking tool. And they
oh,
look
I
at
bet.
The book and they determine whether it's worth getting in for their store. So you can help me pass this around to the world by going and get it at Amazon and leaving me a 5-star review.
And since I've
so
read
I would
it,
really
I can
that.
Certainly do that.
Yes, oh, my God, Natalie, I would adore you for that, please.
You always
but
adore
even
me
if it's
anyway.
One word. I know, I will, of course.
Hello.
Of course, paisan. What are we going to do?
A paisan, yes.
You know what I mean?
Now, where's your family from? I got to remember. I don't remember.
Sicily.
Mine is from Naples.
And, oh, of course, you're Northern Italian. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not Northern. It's actually, Naples is Southern. Where are you from?
Well, Naples, where in Naples? Where? Well, Nabodon is still above. It's not from Sicily. You're not in Sicily, right? Naples
no.
isn't in Sicily. No,
no,
no you're in the
not...
major boot.
Yeah. No, what are you?
Sicilian.
Oh, you see,
oh,
they're listening
Sicilian.
And say, what the hell, pardon my French, are they talking about? See, in the families,
know, right?
yeah, wherever your family
right.
was, and, you know, because my friend used to call me Nabilitan all the time. It was an old man. He was the sweetest man. It was my girlfriend's grandfather. And he would grab me, and he just thought that I was so cute, and I thought, ooh, what is he doing, you know? And but then I realized, I don't even know what they were. I couldn't even tell you. That was so many years ago. But it made me feel really good when he called me that. It really did.
Wow. I'm glad. It is. But we're paisans, no matter what. We're still paisans
well, yep.
here, okay?
Yes, we are. Familia, yes. Family, always. True to true, yes,
yes.
yes. You take care of yourself now, please, dear heart.
Thank you. And you, too, stay healthy and happy and keep helping the rest of the world. Okay, Natalie, you take care of yourself.
I will. Okay, I love you, Vinny.
Okay, I love you, too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Well, you're going to wrap up another show here. It's amazing. I know. Time goes by so fast. He's such a sweet man. I was so happy he wanted to be back on the show again. So don't forget about mysticlivingtoday.com, starswithazpsychics.com. New clients, first 10 minutes is $10, which is $1 a minute. That's a really good rate. And we have other specials right at, you know, that you can choose from, not just that one once you create an account. I love what I do. Can you tell? Anyways, everybody have an awesome day. Now, I won't see you next Wednesday because tomorrow's my hand surgery. And don't go, what's happening to her? No, it's not a big deal. It's just going to take about 5 minutes, I think, I hope. That's what he told me anyways. He said, I'll have you typing the next day. So we're going to see, right? Because I told him, I said, don't make promises you can't keep. He said, nope, I know. I just know. Because I'm tough, he says. How do you know I'm tough? I'm only 5'2", 102 pounds. How can I be so tough? He says, you are. So anyways, everybody have a good week. Nice fourth. Be safe. Do good things for everybody out there. You know, it's a beautiful world. And also believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.